This call is being recorded.
Sister Angie, can you open us up in prayer?
All right. Thank you, Father, Lord, because we all may, Lord, can we please just say good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit.
Good morning, Holy Spirit.
Good morning, Holy
Hallelujah. Thank you, O Lord, for waking us up this morning, Father. Lord, we just thank you for this day that we have, Lord. We thank you for opening up our eyes to see a brand new day, to see the vision that you have placed in our hearts, oh God. We thank you that you are working all things together for our good, oh God. We thank you that, Lord, you are right here where we need you, Lord. We thank you that you have given us all that we need to fulfill our day, Lord. We thank you that this time of prayer is efficient and effective, Lord, and we pray that we are able to touch the souls of everyone who comes on this call in some way that is needed, Lord. We pray that every single person who comes on this call, whatever the man of God does preach today, Lord, it can be able to help them in whatever it is that they're going through, oh God, Lord. We know that this world is not of you, Lord, but we are in the world, but we're not of the world, oh God. And we thank you that we are here to be able to bring glory to your name, Lord, and to come together and commune and to know that you are here to help us, Lord. You're here to guide us, Lord. And we just welcome the Holy Spirit into this time, into the space. And Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, people. God, listen, we're getting back again to we're coming to the close of our series in the area of deliverance. Amen. If you've been with us during this time, we've been teaching a powerful revelatory area in the area of deliverance. And again, our theme and title concerning this series is Deliverance, a Destined and Determined Desire. Deliverance, a Destined and Determined Desire. And our foundation is this: deliverance, the defining moment of our declaration. The defining moment. Everybody say the defining moment of our declaration. Come on, y'all gotta participate this morning. I need you to declare this. The defining moment of our declaration.
The defining moment of our declaration.
In other words, that means your deliverance is connected to your declaration. Amen. And I've always said that deliverance is a finished work of Jesus Christ. It's something that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he did not just pay for your sins and sickness and things. He also delivered you. So when you start declaring, when you start believing for deliverance, I want you to have the mindset that you are already delivered. You are already delivered. So it's not something that God's going to do. It's something that God has already done. And what your declaration does, it calls what is finished to now materialize and manifest in your life. Amen. And so we went through a series in this area of deliverance, and I don't have time to go back into all that, but we dealt with the area of offense. Amen. One of the areas that we dealt with, which is prevalent in the body of Christ, is offense. Okay, we covered the area, but we're dealing with this area now entitled strongholds. Amen. Because strongholds is a pivotal part of deliverance. Amen. And this morning we're going to deal with something very powerful, so I'm going to take my time. The Holy Spirit told me this morning to really take my time and share this with you so you can really get clarity and understanding of the purpose of these strongholds and understanding how they function, amen, and how they are structured in our lives, amen. So if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. Strongholds, we're dealing with this area now and our teaching in the area of deliverance. Strongholds, the grip of the strong man. I want you to write that down. I need you to take good notes because this is very powerful. You can also go back and listen to the recording, but I need you to make sure you are taking notes. Amen. I'm gonna take my time. Now, y'all need y'all to really hear what this area is gonna be concerning. Strongholds, the grip of the strong man. I need you to say that with me. I need to hear y'all voice this morning. Everybody say strongholds, the grip of the strong man.
Strongholds, the grip of the strong man.
Amen. So stronghold is the grip of the strong man. You know, we read the Bible concerning, a lot of times Bible preachers then tell us what the strong man is. We're going to clarify what that is today. But I need to go back and lay some foundation again, and then we'll get right into it, okay? Now, last week, the week before that, we talked about, we understand the purpose of stronghold, okay? The understand the purposes of stronghold. And I'm going to go over them real quickly so you can, so I can bring everybody up to the point, okay? Number one, the purpose of stronghold, again, people of God, write this down, is to create spiritual obstruction. To create spiritual obstruction, obstacles, and impediments. Strongholds are to create spiritual obstruction, obstacles, and impediments. What their purpose is to do is to hinder you from moving forward, to advancing forward. Why? Because the kingdom of God is a constant moving and advancing force, amen, the kingdom of God, amen. So the first one is what stronghold does, it creates spiritual obstruction, obstacles, and impediment. Number two, it is the purpose of stronghold, listen to this, is to compromise our ability to stand in battle. To compromise our ability to stand in battle. What does that mean? It means strongholds are designed to reduce our ability to stand and battle back against our adversary. Now that scripture is in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18. We covered that. We won't go back to that. Number three is to hinder us from becoming Christ-like. To hinder us from becoming Christ-like. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14, and also in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21 through 24. Okay? And number four, last one, the purpose of stronghold is to suppress your will for the purpose of controlling you. To suppress your will for the purpose of controlling us, which means this, pay attention, which means a suppressed will creates a stronghold that appeals to our unrenewed nature. Unrenewed nature, which means the soul part of you. You are body, you are soul, and your spirit. So strongholds are structured in the soul. You got to understand that. They're structured where? In the soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, your emotions, your intellect, and your attitude, okay? And they appeal to our unrenewed nature, okay? So let's go into what we're going to get into this morning, amen? I want you to go real quickly to Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. I'm going to have Sister Linda read for us this morning. Revelation chapter 12. Hallelujah. Verse 3 through 12. Revelation chapter 12. I need everyone to get your Bible because you got to see it in the Word. Man, what I'm going to share with y'all is very informative. You don't want to miss it this morning. Revelation chapter 12, verse 3 through 12. Okay. Sister Linda, can you read that?
Yes, sir. Revelation 12, starting with verse 3.
Read all the way to verse 12.
Well, then I witnessed in heaven another significant event. I saw a large red dragon with seven heads and ten horns, with seven crowns on his head. His tail swept away one third of the stars in the sky, and he threw them to the earth. He stood in front of the woman as she was about to give birth, ready to devour her baby as soon as it was born. She gave birth to a son who was to rule all nations with an iron rod. And her child was snatched away from the dragon and was caught up to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where God had prepared a place to care for her for 1,260 days. Then there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels, and the dragon lost the battle, and he and his angels were forced out of heaven. This great dragon, the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, the one deceiving the whole world, was thrown down to the earth with all his angels.
Mm.
Then I heard a loud voice shouting across the heavens, "It has come at last, salvation and power, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down to earth, the one who accuses them before our God day and night. And they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. And they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. Therefore, rejoice, O heaven, and you who live in the heavens, rejoice. But terror will come on the earth and the sea, for the devil has gone down to you in great anger, knowing that he has little time."
Man, this is so powerful. Every time I read this, it's so powerful. But I need you to go back real quickly and read verse 7 one more time. Verse 7 one more time, because this is key, people. I need you to just understand what she just read. Amen. You should read, like my bishop said, you should read your Bible. It is a good book. Amen. Verse 7 one more time.
Amen. Verse 7. Then there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. And the dragon lost the battle. And he and his angels were forced out of heaven.
Stop right there. This is the part I need you to notice, that God says that the devil has already lost the battle. See, you gotta get this in your spirit. Why? Because when you go and you start going through warfare, you actually think you're fighting against the enemy. And what you and I don't understand is that the enemy that you are trying to war against is already defeated. And so whenever you're going through something, you as a believer must already see yourself in victory. You must. People, God, this is so important, because there are a lot of people who are going through things, and the reason why that thing is taking so long is because you haven't embraced the victory part of it. Oh, Jesus, come on, say amen to this. The reason why it's delaying so long is because you haven't embraced and received the victory part of it. Jesus, God just said in the book of Revelation and throughout the scriptures, you will see that Satan has already been defeated. I need you to declare that out of your mouth. I want everyone to say, Satan is already defeated.
Satan is already defeated.
Yeah. You gotta grasp that. You gotta understand that. Because again, and the reason why that is because remember, Jesus says the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. So if the battle is not yours and it's the Lord's, then that means God has already defeated him. That means the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's, but the victory is yours. And so every time when you start going through warfare, you're actually thinking you're fighting the enemy, but you're not. He's already defeated. Amen. I need you to grasp that. Okay. Now we're about to go deep. You ready for this? Okay. I want you to write this down, and I want you to really get this in your spirit, because we're dealing with this era of strongholds. Okay. Here we go. Write this down, because the Lord told me to say this to you. He says, tell the people this morning that every stronghold has a source from which it receives its strength. I'm going to let that sink in for a moment. I'm going to say it again, because why? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Lord told me to tell you that every stronghold has a source from which it receives its strength. I need everyone to say that with me so I know you got it. Every stronghold has a source from which it receives its strength.
Every stronghold has a source,
from which it receives its strength.
In other words, it means this. Pay attention. If every stronghold has a sword from which you receive the strength, that means when a stronghold is destroyed, so is the source and strength of its grip. Write it down. When a stronghold is destroyed, how is stronghold destroyed? It's by the anointing. Remember, the anointing is the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God. The yoke destroying, you'll find that in the book of Isaiah. Don't have time to go there, but the Bible says the anointing doesn't just break yokes, it destroys it. So whenever you say, well, the anointing breaks the yoke, that's inaccurate. The anointing destroys the yoke. It annihilates it. Amen. So here go. When a stronghold is destroyed by the anointing, so is the force and strength of its grip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you understand that? Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's move on. I need you to get that. So in Revelation chapter 12, what we just read, go back, Sister Linda, and I want you to just read verse 9 and 10, because I need to lay foundation so we can get to understand what I just said. Verse 9 and 10 in the scripture.
Verse 9 and 10. This great dragon, the ancient serpent, called the devil or Satan, the one deceiving the whole world, was thrown down to the earth with all his angels. Then I heard a loud voice shouting across the heavens, "It has come at last. Salvation and power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down to earth, to the one who accuses them before our God day and night."
Okay. Now, when he was in heaven, the Bible calls him the accuser of the brethren. Why? Because he still had access to going back to accuse you. But guess what? That is no longer today. Even though he has that title, he doesn't have that position of accusing you, because he don't have access to heaven no more. Okay? And we'll see this in the scripture. Okay? So in this chapter right here we see that the Apostle John, I need you to pay very close attention. We see in this chapter that the Apostle John gives us insight into the war that took place in heaven, and also the outcome of that war, the war that took place and the outcome of that war. Okay? This is very important. Whenever there's a war, there is an outcome. Okay? Now, you got to see this from the victory standpoint. Okay? Whenever you go to battle, whenever kings went to battle, whenever David went to battle, whenever Solomon, whenever men of God went to battle, they already had an outcome. They already had an outcome of that war. Amen. That's why they engage in the war. See, when people go to war, even in the United States, when people go to war, they already have a mental outcome. They don't go in knowing they're going to be defeated. They don't know. They're going in with the mindset of they're going to win. Did you hear what I just said? They go in with that mindset that, listen, we're going in to defeat. We're going to get back whatever we're purpose to go in. You got to understand that, okay? So here go. Here's the part that I need you to get to. Go to Mark chapter 3, verse 22-26. Let's go here. Mark chapter 3. And verse 22-26. Now, remember what we just read in Revelation, because line upon line and precept upon precept. Okay, we're going to see something very important, okay? We're dealing with these strong men now, okay? All right.
So Mark chapter 3,
verse 22. All the way to verse 26. Don't forget what we just read in Revelation, though, because the Bible talks about scripture confirms itself, okay?
Okay.
All right,
Mark,
here we go. Mark chapter
3,
22-26. Pay attention, everyone. Stay focused.
But the teachers of religion law who had arrived from Jerusalem said, he's possessed by Satan, the prince of demons. That's where he gets the power to cast out demons. Jesus called them over and responded with an illustration. How can Satan cast out Satan, he asked. A kingdom divided by civil war will collapse. Similarly, a family splintered by feuding will fall apart. And if Satan is divided and fights against himself, how can he stand? He would never survive. Let me illustrate this further. Who is powerful enough to enter the house of a strong man like Satan and plunder his goods? Only someone even stronger, someone who could tie him up and then plunder his house.
Oh, read verse 27 one more time. People of God, don't miss this, please. You better grab this. Verse 27 one more time.
Let me illustrate this further. Who is powerful enough to enter the house of a strong man like Satan and plunder his goods? Only someone even stronger, someone who could tie him up and then plunder his house.
Amen. Now let's go back and let's understand this, because we're dealing with the strong man, okay? Again, what I said earlier that every stronghold has a source from which it receives the strength. And I said when a stronghold is destroyed, so is the source and strength of its grip, which means once... Okay? Now, let's see why this is important. Here it goes. Once Satan's kingdom is dethroned, God's kingdom is now established. Where's that found? We just read that in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 12. We'll go back to that in a moment, okay? Once Satan's kingdom is dethroned, God's kingdom is now established. I need you to say that. Once Satan's kingdom is dethroned, God's kingdom is established. Okay, let's go back to Revelation chapter 12. I want to show you this in the Bible, Revelation 12, one more time. Remember, once Satan's kingdom is dethroned, God's kingdom is now established, or can be established. Revelation chapter 12. And I want you to read just verse 10. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 10.
Verse 10. Then I heard a loud voice shouting across heaven, it has come at last, salvation and power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down to earth, the one who accuses them before our God day and night.
Okay, so this is the part I need you to understand. He was not only cast down, but he was cast out. Okay? So once Satan's kingdom is dethroned, God's kingdom is now established. How do we see that? It's saying, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength. And the kingdom, do you see this? And the kingdom of our God and the power of Christ. Now, the kingdom of God and the power of his Christ can now be established, okay? Now, this is very important. And in reestablishing, here go. In verse 10 through 12, Satan, the Bible says, look at verse 12. Now read verse 12. Revelation chapter 12, verse 12.
Verse 12 says, therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who live in the heavens, rejoice. But terror will come on the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you in great anger, knowing that he has little time.
Okay, now what does this mean? Number one, it means this. Satan has great wrath or anger, here go, because he lost his first kingdom abode. That was the one in heaven. Remember, he was a cherubim in heaven. He lost his first domain. his first kingdom abode, okay? And the Bible says he also knows that he has a short time. What does that mean? He has now a short time to reestablish his kingdom in another location.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, don't miss this. He has a short time to now reestablish his kingdom in another location, which is now on the earth. Because where? The Bible says he was cast down where? In the earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all paying attention now? Okay. The Bible said the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows he has a short time. He has a short time before his destruction ends, but he has a short time to now try to reestablish his kingdom in a different location. Listen, and in reestablishing his kingdom in the world now, his new location, he has to reestablish different strongholds. Why is that important? Because every stronghold has a source from which it receives its strength, which means this: Satan's kingdom is strengthened by way of the stronghold that he establishes and constructs. Write that down. Satan's kingdom is strengthened by way of strongholds that he establishes and constructs. The way his kingdom is established is by the strongholds that he constructs. Why? Because every stronghold has a source from which it what? Receives its strength. So when you attack the stronghold, you attack the strength. Man, y'all better get this. I'm going somewhere. Did you see what I just said? When you attack the stronghold or destroy the stronghold, you tear down the source of that strength. The enemy's strength and the source from which he constructs is now destroyed. And that's why his purpose is to start where? In your mind. I'm going to get somewhere. Okay, so let's go back to Mark. Mark chapter 3, verse 22-26.
Mark chapter 3.
3, yeah. 22-26. Yeah. 22. Remember what I just said, everyone. Yeah, Mark chapter 3.
But the teachers of religious law who had arrived from Jerusalem said, he's possessed by Satan, the prince of demons. That's where he gets the power to cast demons. Jesus called them over and responded with an illustration. How can Satan cast out Satan, he asked. A kingdom divided by civil war will collapse. Similarly, a family splintered by feuding will fall apart. And if Satan is divided and fights against himself, how can he stand? He would never survive.
And verse 27.
Let me illustrate this further. Who is powerful enough to enter the house of a strong man like Satan and plunder his goods? Only someone even stronger, someone who could tie him up and then plunder his house.
Amen. So now let me explain it. Now remember what I said earlier, that when Satan was cast out, he lost his first domain, his kingdom was in mind, and now he comes to earth and he tried to now reestablish his kingdom, and he tried to reestablish strongholds in the earth. Why? Because that is where the strength of his kingdom is, by the stronghold he established, okay? So here we see in Mark chapter 3, I need you to pay attention, in Mark chapter 3, now when Jesus begins to exercise his power over Satan and his kingdom in the earth, Satan's kingdom in the earth, Satan now does something different. This is what he does. He arouses now the scribes and the Pharisees to attack the source of Jesus' strength, which is the Spirit of God. Where is that found at? Let's go back And look at verse 22. The Bible says, and the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, he has Beelzebub, and by the prince of the devil, he casts out devils. So they are saying that Jesus' power that he is exercising over them is the source that's coming from Satan's power. And Jesus said, no. Let me reaffirm this. Let me tell you, he says right here, in verse 24, in verse 23, and he calls them unto him and said, how can Satan cast out Satan? In other words, Satan cannot be divided against himself. It said, if a kingdom, here go, be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. Okay? So again, that now Satan is trying to attack Jesus' source of strength. Is trying to get people riled to accuse them of the source of his strength, which is what? The Holy Spirit. Because Jesus is casting out devils how? By the Spirit of God. Amen? Do you see this? Okay? Look at verse 22. Okay? And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, he has Beelzebub and the prince of devils, he cast them out. Jesus says this. And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. Which means this. Here you go. When a kingdom is against its own kingdom. Please don't miss this. Please. Here you go. When a kingdom is against its own kingdom, it loses its own authority. And it establishes its own stronghold, binding itself. I'm going to say it again.
Whoa.
When a kingdom is against its own kingdom, when Satan's kingdom against his own kingdom, if that's the case, then he loses the authority and establishes its own stronghold, binding itself. So if Satan is against himself, then what is actually happening is he is losing authority and he's actually establishing his own stronghold that binds himself. But listen to this. Here's the part. But when another kingdom, oh God, don't miss this. I'm so excited about this. But when another kingdom with greater power overpowers a kingdom, when God's power comes to overpower Satan's kingdom, its authority increases. And it destroys every established stronghold. Did you hear what I just said? I got to go back and I got to reemphasize that because I need you to please get this. Because listen, you're going to begin to see, people of God, some strongholds just fall off. When you get this revelation, again, when a kingdom is against its own kingdom, because the Bible says in verse 24, if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. Why is that important? Because it loses its own authority and establishes its own stronghold, binding itself. It's just like you wrapping yourself up, binding up your own self, okay? But listen, when another kingdom with greater power overpowers a kingdom, its authority increases and it destroys every established stronghold. Because remember, when Satan was cast down, and he begins to now establish strongholds on earth. Jesus begins again to flex his power and begin to destroy his strongholds in his new location. Because now Satan is operating where? In the world. He's operating in the earth realm, and he's trying to reestablish his stronghold. Why? Because that's the strength of his kingdom. And so when Jesus says, no, you ain't even running the earth. You got kicked out of heaven, and you ain't even finna establish anything in the earth. So Jesus starts flexing his power and destroying Satan's kingdom, okay? So when the kingdom is against his own self, it loses its own authority. But when a greater power comes, its authority increases, and it destroys strongholds. So how do we understand the strong man? Look at verse 27. We're almost done, people of God. Read verse 27. Just verse 27.
He moved himself, yeah. A lot of background noise.
Everyone, can you, if there's background noise, can you mute yourself, please? Okay, Romans chapter, Mark chapter 3, and just verse 27.
Verse 27, let me illustrate this further. Who is powerful enough to enter the house of a strong man like Satan and plunder his goods? Only someone even stronger, someone who could tie him up and then plunder his house.
Okay. Now, remember what we said. We said stronghold are what? Stronghold are the strength of the strong man. Everybody say that. Stronghold are the strength of the strong man. Okay. Here you go. So listen to this. Okay. Whenever a demonic spirit has risen to the rank of strong man. Oh, don't miss this. Whenever a demonic spirit has risen to the rank of strong man, he has a host of other demons that enables and accompanies him. Which means the strong man exerts his dominion over these demonic spirits. A strong man is a high-ranking principality. And what he does, listen, what he does, he exerts his dominion over these smaller demon spirits. And guess what? These spirits, listen to this, these spirits don't serve out of honor, admiration, or agreement. They serve out of fear, and they are ruled by intimidation. The strong man, he rules by fear and intimidation, which means smaller demons doesn't serve other demons out of admiration, honor, or agreement. They serve out of fear, and they are ruled by intimidation, which means principality Satan, who is the one who is over all demonic spirits. He rules by fear and intimidation. And because, listen, and because demons serve Satan out of fear and intimidation, listen, they become the measure of the strong man's strength. They become, listen, when demons serve Satan out of fear, or the strong man, they become the measure of the strong man's strength. In other words, because fear and intimidation is the way he rules, that becomes the measure of his strength. He gets stronger because he is ruling by fear and intimidation. How do we know this? 1 Samuel chapter 17. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 1 and 2. Let's see this.
1 Samuel
chapter 17. Yep, 1 Samuel. First Samuel chapter 17, and start reading at verse 2. And read all the way down to verse 8.
1 Samuel 17, verse 2 through 8.
This is the strong man. I need you to see it. I need you to, before she read, people, God, I need you to get the mindset of what I just said, that he rules by what? Fear and intimidation. Everybody say he rules by fear and intimidation.
He rules by fear and intimidation.
Okay, now go ahead and read it.
That's good. verse 2, Saul countered by gathering his Israelite troops near the Valley of Elah. So the Philistines and Israelites faced each other on opposite hills with the valley between them. Then Goliath, a Philistine champion from Gath, came out of the Philistine ranks to face the forces of Israel. He was over 9 feet tall. He wore a bronze helmet, and his bronze coat of mail weighed 125 pounds. He also wore bronze leg armor and carried a bronze javelin on his shoulder. The shaft of his spear was as heavy and thick as a weaver's beam, tipped with an iron spearhead that weighed 15 pounds. His armor bearer walked ahead of him carrying a shield. Goliath stood and shouted a taunt across to the Israelites. Why are you all coming out to fight? He called. I am the Philistine champion, but you are only the servants of Saul. Choose one man to come down here and fight me. If he kills me, then we will be your slaves. But if I kill him, you will be our slaves. I defy the armies of Israel today. Send me a man who will fight me. When Saul and the Israelites heard this, they were terrified and deeply shaken.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Notice, remember, so we see right here that the story of the Philistine giant Goliath illustrates the power and strength of the strong man. Goliath is the strong man. And he is ruling, he is taunting by what? Fear and intimidation. Do you see it? Do you see that?
Prophet David, someone in the background is like opening zippers and closing them. And I don't know why, if everybody's having the same problem, but I can hear that person over you speaking.
Exactly.
Okay. Can everyone mute yourself? Okay. Can you please mute yourself, please?
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Where was I? Okay. So we see here that the story of the Philistine giant Goliath illustrates the power and strength of the strong man. Goliath is the strong man. He is ruling by fear and intimidation. He is ruling by fear and intimidation. And the part that we got to understand, he is exercising his authority by way of fear and intimidation. Therefore, everyone in the entire army and rank of the kingdom of Saul was overpowered by the strength of the strong man, which was fear and intimidation. Until one who refused to be intimidated by the strength of the strong man, which we know is what? King David. So we see here that one of the areas that the strong man gets his greatest strength is when he can bring fear and intimidation. This is the strength of the strong man. And this is one of the areas in which he will dominate the most. He will dominate his other demonic spirits, and he will intimidate by fear and intimidation those who allow it. And this is what Goliath was doing. Every day he was coming out taunting them. Every day. Every day he was coming out. This was him broadcasting his authority. But his strength was coming by way of fear and intimidation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is this important? Because the spirit, here you go, because the spirit that works behind our government is the strong man of fear and intimidation. Oh, you missed what I just said. the spirit that's working today behind our government is the strong man of fear and intimidation. In other words, listen, if you don't get vaccinated, this is what's going to happen. This is that you're gonna lose your job, you ain't gonna be able to do this. This is the spirit of the strong man. And what he's trying to do is rule by fear and intimidation. Just like Goliath was going out every day, broadcasting CBS News, taunting Israel, and all of Israel were where? In fear. Nobody wanted to go against the Goliath. Why? Because this was something daily he did. He came out every day and taunted through fear. He was exercising his dominion. He was and every time the people operate in fear and intimidation, he was getting stronger. And this spirit, right now, the Lord says, is the spirit that's working behind our present-day government. It is the strong man of fear and intimidation that is purposed to suppress your and my will. If you don't get vaccinated, if you don't do this, your job is going to be taken, all of this. And it is causing majority of people to receive fear. And all you're doing is giving strength to the strong man. Are you seeing this? This is the spirit that is now operating today, people of God. And as long as Satan continue to broadcast through, remember, demons have to work through people. Why? Because they are illegal entities operating. What they need a body to operate in this realm. So they will influence through news, through media, social media, anything to broadcast their strength, which is what their purpose to make their kingdom established. Stronghold, fear, intimidation. And this is what's going on. And we need today, we need some Davids. Oh God. No, you missed my. We need some David that is not afraid to rise up against Goliath. Why? Because the majority of Saul's kingdom, majority of the body of Christ, majority of people are in their little church pews, all afraid, going along with the way of the world, going along with the way of the government. And the enemy is exercising his dominion. The measure, and we are becoming the measure of the strong man's strength by way of our fear. And the Bible says God has not given you what? The spirit of fear, but power, love, and a strong mind. And you now have to now recognize the strong man. You have to recognize his strength, which is fear and intimidation that he is ruling by. And you have to get your five small stones like David, and you're going to have to go against this strong man. You're going to have to say, no, I will not allow fear. And see, you got to understand, listen, people are so afraid, well, I'll just get vaccinated because if I don't, I'll lose my job. And what they don't understand is they're trusting more in their job than their God. And this is what's causing the strong man to become stronger, and he is able to establish his kingdom. And this is where, if we don't begin to deal with the strong man, guess what? We are going to begin to see the same thing. I'm telling you, people, God, the scriptures are being fulfilled before our very eyes, and most of the body of Christ is asleep. Most of the church is so full of fear and intimidation, they won't stand up. They won't open up their mouth. They're muted. And like we said earlier, what's actually happened is you are losing authority. You are losing influence. Why? because God gave you and I the authority to say enough is enough. And the power is your authority to bind and to loose. And this is what we're going to get into next week. The power of binding up the strong man. You're going to have to go against the Goliath, people of God, whether you realize it or not. You are responsible now. You are accountable now. You cannot let the enemy, through social media, through the government, through news, to continue to promote fear and intimidation. Most people now, when they ask for prayer, is, well, this is going on, and if I don't do this, this is going to be the issue. Yes, but guess what? No, that is not your news. That is, oh God, that is not your news. You have just recognized the strong man, and God has given you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means is going to hurt you. Come on, I need everyone to unmute yourself, because we got to pray this now, because you have now Amen. Been illuminated. You have now been informed now, and now that you understand and recognize what this strong man is and how he exercises his dominion and authority through fear and intimidation, you got to rise up like David, and you got to take authority. You got to bind it. You have to take authority. It's time for the church to be unmuted. It's time for you now to rise up. And if you go, when David, the Bible says, and David was the youngest of three elders for Saul, but David in return from Saul to feed his father's sheep, and a Philistine drew near. Notice when David went against Goliath, notice this, he called him an uncircumcised Philistine. An uncircumcised Philistine was one without a covenant. So what David was saying is, you're coming to me and you don't even have a covenant. I have a covenant. David rehearsed that when Goliath began to taunt him, he said when Saul, his own captain, came to him and said, you can't go against him. David said, wait a minute. Yes, I did. God delivered me from the lion and bear. I wasn't afraid of them. I wasn't intimidated by this. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine to come in and establish a stronghold in this camp and cause most of this army to be in fear? And what David represent, people of God, is the remnant. David represents the remnant of God, of those whom God is about to raise up, that's about to exercise authority over this strong man. Now, the question that you and I got to ask ourselves, are we going to be part of that remnant? Are we going to be just like the rest of the church, fearful, allowing the enemy to suppress our will, causing him to control the decisions that we make? And people of God, listen, things are going to get worse, whether you realize it or not. But you and I are going to go in prayer, and we're going to get the strategies to overcome the strong man. We're going to, oh God, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. We are going to receive the strategies to overcome this strong man of fear and intimidation. And so I want everyone to declare right now, Father, I have been informed now of my authority.
Father, I've been informed of my authority.
Now, this is the thing that we're going to do now, because we're going to exercise our authority right now. And let me tell you what's going to happen, because the Holy Spirit said that God is going to now, from this day forward, in prayer, God is going to begin to illuminate to you again, what spirit you're dealing with, and the source of his strength. Oh God, he's going to reveal to you the enemy or the spirit that's working behind whatever you're dealing with, and he's going to reveal to you the source of his strength. And when you attack the source of his strength, you will demolish his kingdom, and you will demolish the stronghold that's being established or constructed. Did everyone hear what I just said? Now, this is how we're going to do it, because we're going to pray in the spirit. We're not going to pray. We're going to take a minute, and we're going to pray in the spirit. And when we pray in the spirit, the Holy Spirit is going to give you strategies from the spirit. And he's going to begin to give you instructions. So guess what? When you start praying in the spirit and God start witness to your spirit thing, I need you to write them down. Whenever you pray, listen, in this season, people of God, praying in the spirit is vital. Because everything that God communicates by way of instruction, direction, and strategy is going to come from you praying in tongues. And you, every time you pray in tongues, you need to keep a pen and a pad right by you, not just by your bed, in the kitchen, wherever, because God is going to speak to you in the most unusual places, on your job, while you're in the car, while you're in the bathroom, while you're cooking. He's going to speak to you, and you're going to have to write down what he say to you, because it's going to be very specific, and guess what? You're going to have to function and do precisely what he tells you to do. Why? Because it's predicated on how you will defeat the strong man. Come on, open up your mouth, and I need everyone to pray in the spirit. Come on, open up your mouth, unmute yourself, and I need you to pray in the spirit, people of God. This is serious right now. This is serious business. I'm not playing with this. Come on, I need everyone to pray in the spirit. I need to hear you. Come on. Everyone. Come on. Open up your mouth. Come on, pray in the spirit. Come on. Fear is leaving. Intimidation is leaving. This strong man will not have access. Come on. Aim your faith toward the government. Aim your faith toward our nation. Come on. Open up your mouth and pray in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, Rabu Ramande. Rimanso Ramanda. Come on, take a minute and pray in the spirit. Remember, come on, pray in the spirit. Every stronghold has a sword on which he receives the strength. Come on, I need you to tap the strength of the strongman. Come on, time to dethrone the enemy. Time to establish the kingdom of God. Rebando roba sandalama. Rebando laboria. Mantele borra manda. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. Ela borria salabanda. Spirit of the living God. Come on, y'all ain't praying. Y'all ain't praying. Come on, open up your mouth and pray. Rebando roba sandalama.
Come on,
Hallelujah. 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 Now I'm gonna give a couple of specific areas of prayer and listen. I need everyone to listen up. I'm just gonna get a couple of people. We're not gonna be long with this, but I gotta be obedient to the Holy Spirit. We're gonna target some specific areas. I'm gonna have some couple of people to pray real briefly, because we have to dethrone this strong man. Amen. So I'm going to start off with my wife, and this is what I need to pray. I need everyone to pray exactly what I ask you to pray. Do not deviate from what I ask you to pray. Okay, Cassie, I want you to begin it all. And this is what I want you to pray. I want you to ask God to unveil to us the tactic behind the strategy that's functioning, that's operating in our government. Because the enemy will use whatever means he can. Any door that opens, the government, our government has opened the door to the enemy for now the strong man to receive strength by making itself available. We as a nation have opened ourselves up for the enemy so now he can exercise the strength. So, Kathy, I want you to pray, and I need everyone else to be silent praying in the spirit as she's praying, that would be unveiled to us, the body of Christ, so we can see it and begin to exercise our authority over it. So I want you to ask God to unveil us to the truth of the spirit that's functioning through our government and shut down this tactical plan of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Go ahead.
Father, we just bless you and we thank you, Lord God. For
yes,
you
Father.
Are Jehovah Nisi, our banner of victory. And we have the victory in your name, Father. We are your righteous and we run into your name and we're safe. And so we just thank you, Lord God. We're asking you on today to uncover, Lord God, the blindness over that has been placed over our eyes, Father God, because of this act of sin, Lord God, from the adversary. And so we just thank you that we believe and receive that you are unveiling us, Lord God, just as you did for the servant with Elijah. Elijah asked you to open the eyes of the servant that he may see that there's more with him than those who are against him. So we come together and we're asking you today, Father, that you would unveil our eyes as the body of Christ to begin to see what is being set up against us. So, Lord God, we're asking today and we believe and we receive that you are going to unveil, uncover, and Lord God, the plot of the enemy and the adversary of against us. In the name of Jesus, just as you did with Esther, Queen Esther, we just bless you. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. Sister Angie. Sister Angie, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is what I need you to pray. According to Mark chapter 3, verse 24, the Bible says this. If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. So what I want you to declare is that Satan's kingdom will be divided against itself, so it will not stand. I want you to attack the kingdom, his kingdom, and I want you to declare confusion in the camp of the enemy. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Oh, God. Oh, Father, Lord, we just thank you for today, God. We thank you that we have been able to hear such a wonderful, wonderful, powerful word that the man of God has administered today, Father. We just thank you that you're working everything out for us, Lord. We thank you for everything that you do for us, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command that every single plot, scheme of the enemy is going to be sent back down to the pit of hell where it belongs. He is laughing on the throne that he thinks he has, thinking that he already has the world in his hands, but he has no idea that you are bigger. You're bigger than the mandates, Lord. You're bigger than the fear, Lord. You're bigger than the depression, Lord. You're bigger than everything that we're going through right now in this present time. Lord, I thank you that right now, everything that was being done in the dark behind the scenes while all of us were living our lives and coming to the surface, Lord, everything that they have planned for years against us, everyone is opening their eyes to look forward, look up to you, and look at the demonic stronghold that this world has been giving us every single time, Lord. We thank you right now that every single puppet or plot that plot or person that is being directed by the enemy right now is starting to come forward, Lord. The darkness that they have that they have brought, the light is coming forward, Lord. I thank you right now that the government And I'm not going to name names because God knows, because Lord, you know I have so many to name. But everyone in the government right now is looking at one person, saying one thing, saying one thing, saying another thing, and everything is not making sense. It's making sense to them, but those who are opening their eyes are seeing how it's not making sense, oh God. Lord, we thank you, right? We thank you, Lord, that the confusion that the enemy has been putting on our people, on our brothers and sisters here on earth, Lord, we thank you that everything that he put out to us here on in the world is coming right back to him in a way that he has
not even begun to see, Lord.
Well, like they say here, what you put out in the quote-unquote universe, you receive back, Lord. He is receiving everything. He's receiving years of turmoil, pain, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that he is receiving what he has gave to us, Lord, because he does not know the God that we serve, oh God, and that we serve you, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that right now, every single official, they think that they are powerful. They think that they have everything together, not only in the United States, but everywhere, even in my country, everywhere, Lord, everyone is starting to see what it is, Lord. And we just thank you that for those right now, Lord, I thank you that those who unfortunately have fell victim of the poison of the enemy because of fear, Lord, we thank you that from this day forth, fear is leaving their body, Lord. That fear is not going to take place. What faith is going to take in place, Lord. We thank you that any person who has felt subject to what the enemy has placed with these vaccines, Lord, we thank you that any type of problems from this day forth that the enemy is planning on those is taken down to the pit of hell where it belongs, is null and void, Lord. We serve eviction notice to every single plan that the enemy may have, Lord. We thank you that every single thing that the enemy thought that he had won. He thought he won the battle, Lord, but we have achieved victory, Lord, for the victory is ours, Lord, in your name, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, that everything that the enemy is doing right now is coming back and is opening up, because everything that he has done behind the scenes, and he has allowed, because he brought a spirit of the living on this earth, everything that he had brought in, he sat there with his arms crossed, looking at everything in turmoil, but he has no idea that my big brother, my Savior, my Lord is coming back stronger than ever. And we thank you, Lord, that the victory is ours, and we will see the day where you will come back for everything that you have gave us, Lord, everything on earth. So we thank you that it is working together. I say right now, I decree and declare, and I believe and receive that everything that we are saying on this prayer call and everything that we're decreeing and declaring in our hearts will come to pass, oh God. We thank you that you are not a God that you shall fail. You said that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. You told us to be strong and courageous in our battle, Lord, and we thank you that we are putting on our armor, Lord. We thank you right now that we are standing strong. Lord, I pray right now for us that we do not know what to pray for. We're able to pray for, Lord, and we thank you that the Holy Spirit is giving us strength where we feel we do not have strength to stand strong as we watch the kingdom of darkness fall to the kingdom of God. And we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Sister Linda, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this is when I want you to pray that the strength of the strong man, which is the stronghold, will lose its grip on the body of Christ. I want you to break the grip of the strong man and stronghold off the grip of the body of Christ. We're not dealing with the world right now. We're dealing with the body of Christ, because there are people in the body of Christ who have also been ruled by fear and intimidation. So I want you to take authority over the strong man and his stronghold, his strength, that he would lose his grip off the body of Christ. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to you, Father God. All glory to you, God. There is none like you, my Father God. There is none like you, Father God. There is none stronger than you, my Father God. You are the holder of heaven and earth, Father God. You are the creator of all things seen and unseen, Father God. There is none greater than you, and there is none that is able to stand against you, Father God. Hallelujah. And today, Father God, from that position of authority that you have given to me, as a believer in Christ, as a blood-bought believer
and child of the Most High God. I stand here, Father, in the authority that you have given to me, Father God.
Yes, Father. Yes, Lord.
And I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that, Father, we break right now every spell, every weapon of the enemy,
yes,
every stronghold, Father God, that has taken,
yes,
place in the minds of our brothers and sisters. We break,
yes,
them,
Father,
now in the name of,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus that washes away, that cleanses, Father God, that takes away every effect of the enemy, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, that you create in us new hearts, new minds, create a right spirit within us, Father God, within my brothers and sisters, Father God, that have fallen away, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that even now you are snatching them back up. I thank you, Lord, that you said you would not let any one of them be snatched away from you, Father God. And you can be trusted and you can be believed. I thank you, Lord, that there is no authority other than yours, Father God. You hold all authority. You hold all keys. You are the King of Kings. You are the ruler of every realm, Father God. And I thank you, Lord God, that no longer does this thing have any hold against my brothers and sisters, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now, Father, that your Holy Spirit would begin to speak to my brothers and sisters and reveal to them, Father God, the areas that they have allowed the enemy to creep in, Father God, that they would no longer be unconscious, that they would no longer be ignorant, Father God, of the things that the enemy has used to create strongholds in their minds, in their wills, in their emotions, Father God, in their lives, Father God. But that, Lord, that they would see clearly the demolished stronghold right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that they would not again consider fear, that they would not again consider, Father God, anything that goes against your word, Father God, that would cause them to stumble, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that your word is alive, that your word is a discerner of good and evil, Father God, that your word, Father God, is a light unto our path, Father God, a lamp unto our feet, Father God. It is alive, Father God, and I call forth to your word, Father God, that it would quicken in the hearts and minds of my brothers and sisters, even now, Father God. Holy Spirit, that you would be with them, that you would guide them to your word, that you would guide them in the way that they should go. And Father God, I just bind every spirit that has come against them, every spirit of fear and intimidation, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind it. And I cast,
yes,
it away,
Lord,
from them. I cast it away into the pit of hell, Father, yes, in the name of Jesus. And I call, yes, upon your truth, Father God, to come now and flood their minds and hearts and wills and emotions, Father God. That you would flood them with your truth, that you alone are God. You alone are God, my Father. You alone are God, and that he is the father of lies, the enemy of the father of lies, and everything he does is a lie. I thank you, Father God, for the clear vision that you are even now giving my brothers and sisters, the clarity that is coming upon,
yes,
them now, my Father God, that,
yes,
you are breaking everything around them, Father God, that has kept them snowed, that has kept them confused, that has kept them, Father God, asleep. Father God, you are breaking and destroying every yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. I praise you, Father God. I praise you because these are not just words that I'm saying, Father God, but I am calling out to you, the one who sits on the throne, knowing, Father, that A, you hear me, and B, Father God, that you desire for your children to be free. And Lord, I pray that your kingdom come and your kingdom be established in the minds and hearts of those that you have predestined, Father God. And that, Lord, authority, our authority, we would stand in, and that, Lord, we would not be subjected to fear or intimidation any longer, Father God, knowing full well who we are and whose we are. In the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for liberty. I thank you for the liberty in Christ Jesus, which is true liberty. He who is free indeed, we are free indeed, Father God. We are free indeed because we have been set free by your Son, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Yes, Father.
All glory to you, Father God. May we walk in our freedom and in our authority that you have given to us. May we be the overcomers that you have said that we are. Help us, Father God, to understand and to take our rightful place in your authority. Hallelujah. Glory to you, my Father. All glory to you always, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Brother Patrick, you're still on?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. You mind praying? And I want you to pray this, that the source of our strength would not be fear, but it will be faith.
Source of our strength will not be fear, but be faith.
Absolutely.
Lord God, we come to you in prayer this morning, thanking you. Thank you for your love and your grace and your precious blood, blood of Jesus. And I pray this morning, Lord, that our fear shall be faith, Lord. It should be changed. Our being should be changed. Our mind, bodies, and spirit should be changed, Lord. All things should be given unto you, Lord. For you are our Savior, our Redeemer, Lord. You are our guider, our shepherd, our good shepherd, Lord. Continue to be with us, Lord. Bless us and change us. This is time for change, Lord. It's time for change, and we will accept. We will accept the things that you put in front of us. We shall go forth and be directed by your path, Lord. So that fear should be diminished, Lord. There should be no fear in you. The word says that there will be no fear in you, Lord. So change us, Lord, and be with us so that change can come forth. And any and all fear should be put away. And that fear should be turned into faith, Lord. Unveiling should be, the veil should be unveiled, Lord. Our eyesight should be more clear, should be brought unto you, Lord. We should seek you, Lord, so that fear shall be no more. And our faith shall be strengthened through you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you for victory.
Thank
you for your love, Lord. And through your love and through the blood of Jesus, we shall seek you. And that fear, there will be no more fear, Lord.
Yes.
Our faith shall come forth. Our faith will be spoken unto existence, Lord. Our faith shall be shown unto others so others can be brought unto you, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the unveiling of truth concerning the strong man. We thank you that every stronghold that has been established or constructed is now demolished. We declare now in the name of Jesus, Father, that the strong man's power is destroyed by reason of the anointing. And God, because we have received inside information, we are no longer ignorant. You said we are not ignorant of the devices of Satan. Every strategy for which he tries to camouflage is now unveiled, revealed, disclosed in the name of Jesus, and we expose it, we eject it, and just like Jesus did, we cast it down and we cast it out. We cast it out of the spirit realm, we cast it out of the earth in the name of Jesus, out of the minds of God's people, and we will no longer, as a body of Christ, will not be ruled by fear, intimidation of the strong man, whether it comes from our own areas of fear, or it comes from media, the government, wherever, wherever the source of his strength, we shut it down by reason of the anointing in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you that the grip of the enemy, according to Revelation, according to Mark, right now, in the name of Jesus, that grip is now removed in the name of Jesus. We, just like Jesus, the Bible says Jesus snatched the keys of death, hell, and the grave. We snatch back our faith in the name of Jesus. And we declare, Father, that the strong man has been dethroned. And we are establishing God's kingdom, God's rule, God's realm, God's royalty. And we will be that remnant. We will be the Davids that bring down the Goliath and cut it off from the head. Cut him. Notice that when David destroyed Samson, I mean Goliath, he cut off the source of his head. You're going to have to tax stuff from the head.
Come on now.
No, you're going to have to tax stuff from the head, which means there are some leaders in government, some principalities that's causing certain decisions to be made. And
that's
you're going to have to attack it from the head. You're going to have to cut it off from the head. No, you missed what I just said. You're going to have to cut it off from the head. Why? Because the head has to do the source of its strength.
That's right.
All these people, and I don't mind saying that Fauci and all these people that's pushing this thing, no way. We are cutting it off from the head, and we will not no longer be intimidated by fear. We're not fearful. No, we will not. We will not bow to the spirit. We will not bend to the strong man in the name of Jesus. We will expose you, and we will eject you out of our churches, out of our homes, off of our job, out of our nation in the name of Jesus. For God has given us this authority, and we will exercise our authority. It's time, people of God, for you to get bold. The days of being coward are over with. It's time for you to now rise up and understand that God has now caused you to be accountable. You are accountable. Remember, once Satan's kingdom is dethroned, God's kingdom can be established. You and I are the ones that have established the kingdom. You establish where God rules at. You establish where God has dominion. Which means if you don't exercise your authority, God can release his, because he has given that authority to you and I. It's called delegated authority. And you and I have it. So the question is, what you have, what are you doing with it? You are now responsible. Yeah. Now that you have heard this word, you must understand from this day forward, God is going to hold every one of us accountable. God is going to begin to deal with you and speak to you, because there is no longer, God is not going to tolerate fear operating in the body of Christ. He's not. And guess what? Neither should you. It's time for you to make a stand. And people of God, whether you realize it or not, you and I, we got to pray.
Yes, for the purpose of
we have
of
to pray like never before. And I'm telling you, it's time for you to get some brothers and sisters together, and y'all need to start praying. You need to start fasting. Because it's serious. Because this one world government is about, some things about to come into play. One world currency, and guess what? You better have the mind of God. You better know what's on the mind of God. It's that serious. And now you have been informed, and now you are responsible for the information you have received from the Holy Spirit this morning. In the name of Jesus, we declare it, and we seal the time of prayer in the blood of Jesus, and we declare no weapon. No weapon, no backlash, no retaliation from this time of prayer, this time of revelation knowledge right now has any access. I declare a hedge of protection around you, your children, your family, your job, your transportation in the name of Jesus. And listen, the enemy cannot take your job. If God has placed you there, I don't care what their requirements is. God placed you there. And if God don't tell you to take the vaccination, you don't do it. You do what the Lord tells you to do.
That part. Mm-hmm.
You do what he tells you to do. You don't allow this mm-hmm. Goliath to come in and torment you with fear and intimidation that you're going to lose everything because you don't. The devil is a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And I expose that joker right now in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. And I eject him out of your mind, out of your conscience. He has to leave in Jesus' name.
Now
take this information, and you need to take mm-hmm. this revelation and information, and you need to meditate on it, and you need to marinate in it, and you need to now rise up and take the authority that God has given you mm-hmm. and do something what God has entrusted to you. In mm-hmm. Jesus' name, amen and amen. Anyone has amen. Any prayer requests or information or questions? Before we are dismissed, by the way, did everyone get blessed by the word?
Man. Yes.
Amen.
I have something.
Amen.
Well, if you did, I want you to open up your mouth and give Jesus praise. Come on. Open up
Hallelujah.
Your mouth. If you believe you believe, I did not meet you here with the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Come on, open up your mouth and give Jesus some praise.
Thank you this morning,
brother. Jesus is all the praise.
Jesus is all the fellowship, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for bringing us together and giving us your word, understanding in your word. God is through your word, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, the enemy is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to devour the generation. He's going from generation to generation to see who he can devour. So we have a responsibility to stand up and not be silent no more. And I wanted to just give an example to piggyback on what was already ministered. I'm not moving away from it. But some time ago, I got a revelation concerning the time of Esther. There was an enemy of God that was after the people of God at that time. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing new under the sun. So he only can get away with what we allow him to get away with. And so we have to go in like Esther did. She didn't go in for the actual thing itself that was coming against them to change. She went into prayer for the purpose of getting the strategy in how to get it to go to the head to get it to change. So there is a part that we do play. So when we're in our fasting and our prayers and petitions towards the Lord, it's not just to tell him about what's going on. He already knows what's going on. But we're going into prayer for the purpose of getting the strategies in which our part that we're to play in the whole bigger picture. God used that one woman and her uncle to bring change to the situation. And so what she did was she went to the king to expose the enemy, but God showed her how to go about doing it. Because when you go to a king unannounced, you can die that way. So she had an attitude that which if I perish, I perish. So we have to have that type of attitude. We can't be afraid. We can't be in fear. So I just want to throw that out there alongside what was already laid. So when you're in your time of prayer for what you have the mindset now, okay, what's my part? And I just want to say that.
Amen. Now let me say something too. See, what you got to understand, people, the spirit of Haman that was operating in Esther, that was a strong man. In the book of Nehemiah, Sanballat and Tobiah, that was the strong man.
Yeah.
Why? Because it was how they was ruling, by fear and intimidation. Remember, the strong man always, his greatest strength comes from how he ruled, fear and torment. Sanballat and Tobiah, same way. Haman, fear. And that spirit has now been exposed. And guess what? Again, that spirit is operating right now in our government. And guess what? It has been exposed.
Yes.
And guess what? Once it's exposed, you have the authority to cast it out. That's just like Jesus cast Satan out of heaven, you have the authority to cast out of the earth. Why? Because you have the dominion in this world. Amen.
Yes.
Anyone else?
Yes.
Prayer request?
Yes. Can I share something quick?
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Announce yourself. Who is this?
This is Pastor Denise.
Okay, go ahead.
Denise here. Yes. So I was listening about the strong man, and this is so relevant right now. We were just talking about it yesterday on our prayer line that the man of God saw a strong man. But a couple of years ago when I was attending a deliverance ministry, and we were praying about strong man, and I had a dream about I saw a strong man. I was walking, you know, friendly, and I saw the guy, and he was friendly, and I was walking, going my way. And as I was walking, I get to a remote area, and this same guy appeared. Nice-looking guy and everything, but he was a strong man. And he was following me. And so when we got to this remote place, this strong man, he had like a rope in his hand, like he was trying to tie me up. And he became the same nice guy that saw me when I was, you know, around people. When he came to this remote area, he came with this rope, and he became so vicious. He was spinning the rope so fast, like trying to tie me up, and I was fighting and struggling. And I had my Bible, like I was coming from church or somewhere, and I realized he was so strong and he was so fast with this rope. And as I was fighting, I realized I was getting tired, and so I started screaming and saying, "Lord, help me, please help me." And when I looked, there were some children in a tree. And I didn't see the children start screaming, and they came to my rescue, and the strong man took off. And after then, I saw like I was in a court, and the strong that were bringing in the strong man handcuffed. The strong man was arrested, and they were bringing him to the courthouse, and he was watching at me, and I was watching at him. I was standing there, and I said, "Lord, I thank you for bringing the strong man to justice." And so I would like to say a short prayer because I didn't really get to pray. If you would oblige me.
Yeah, go right ahead. Go right ahead, woman of God.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Mighty God, I just want to thank you today, God. I thank you, God, for this time of prayer, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, and the information that was shared, oh mighty God, Father. This is the time that you are exposing the devil for who he is, oh mighty God, Father. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, oh God, for speaking to the heart and the mind of your man servant or your woman servant. Father, Lord, I thank you for the prayers that have gone up today, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God. Let it reach your throne room as flames of fire, mighty God. In the name of Jesus, we come against every interceptor of our prayers today in the mighty name of Jesus,
Lord.
Oh God. I thank you for bringing the strong man to open shame, oh mighty God, and disgracing the strong man, oh God, Father, power. We pray today, God, that every strong man, oh God, over our nation, they will be paralyzed, oh mighty God, Father, Lord Jesus. And they will be brought to justice, just like that strong man, oh God, Father, who tried to attack me, was brought to justice and to open shame. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, you are Lord and Master, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God. And you give the chief strong man a knockout, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, and open shame, oh mighty God, Father. Just like David put Goliath, oh God, Father, to unprecedented shame, oh God, in the history of the Philistine warfare. In the name of Jesus, oh God, Father, with aggression, oh mighty God, Father, we do the same today, oh God, Father, Lord. We bring in a strong man to open shame. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God. You say when the strong man keeps his palace, he keeps the palace and the goods, oh mighty God, he keep it there and he protect it. But when a stronger man than he, oh God, Father, come, oh Lord Jesus, upon him and overcome him, oh mighty God, he take it from him all, oh Father, his armor, wherein he trusted and and divided his spoil, mighty God. We take back everything that the strong man has taken from us.
Yes,
everything,
Lord,
that the strong,
yes,
man has monitoring us, oh God, monitoring. We take it back right now, oh God. Every strong man monitoring us, blind the eyes, we pluck the eyes out of the strong man. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, every controller, every group, every spirit, oh mighty God, that the strong man is controlling right now, mighty God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God. Arise and scatter them in the name of Jesus, because the gathering is not of you, Lord Jesus, oh God, Father. Oh God, the Bible calls the strong man the ruler of darkness of this world, Lord Jesus, oh God, Father. He acts as the prison warder of the devil, confiscating blessings of your people, oh mighty God, Father. But we are taking back everything, oh God, from the strong man right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We are taking back our power, everything, oh God, Father, the strong man withheld from us, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God. We are taking it back in the name of Jesus, oh God. The wicked rulers of every nation, every tongue, every family, oh mighty God, let them be disgraced now in the name of Jesus, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus. Every strong man attached to our career, business, ministerial calling, and marriage, oh Father, Lord Jesus, we bring that strong man to open shame in the name of Jesus, oh mighty God, Father. Thank you for making us stronger than the strong man, oh Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh God,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, oh mighty God. You have made us stronger, oh Lord Jesus, oh God. You have given us power over all, oh mighty God, power of the enemies, oh Lord Jesus, oh God. We can subdue them, oh Lord Jesus, oh God, and take control over them in the name of Jesus, as Luke 10:19 said, oh God, Father. We bind the strong man today, oh God, Father, Lord Jesus. Oh, we overcome them in the name of Jesus, oh God. We make that strong man powerless, oh God. We render him impotent, oh mighty God, today in the name of Jesus, oh God. We give you the praise today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing the strong man to open shame and spoiling, oh mighty God, Father, Lord Jesus. You will make an open show, oh Lord Jesus, of the strong man,
yes,
oh God,
Lord.
Father, Lord Jesus, oh God. And your words in collision and having spoiled principalities and powers, Jesus made an open show, made them an open show, triumphing over them in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that we have the power to do this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Now listen up, people of God. Listen, next week, we will be bringing this series on the strong man to a close. We will be dealing with binding and strong. Also, for the month of October, I need everyone to listen up. I need your prayers for the month of October. You know, there are certain times that God calls the prophet away to himself. As a prophet of God, it is I am mandatory by God to stay in a place where I'm hearing from God. And so for the month of October, after the 7th, the women's thing that my wife is having, after that, I will be shut in with the Lord for 3 months. Okay, the Lord put me on the 3-month shut-in. So I'm going to need different people. I'll be on sometime Saturday morning, but I'm going to need the majority of people to lead these times of prayer. You can share something if you want, but I have to obey God and shut in with him. So from October all the way to December, I'll be shut in with the Lord, because the Lord begins to deal with me around this time concerning the word of the Lord for the following year. So I need your prayers. Mm-hmm. I need you to be praying for me, okay? Because as a prophet of God, I got to make sure that I'm hearing the voice of God. So please keep me in prayer. I'm going to be on a 90-day shut-in with the Lord. So I need everyone as leaders to step up and help me to continue to keep our prayer thing going. And so I need your help also on some Thursdays as well, whenever the Lord had me by himself, if you could still come out and help assist that in prayer, okay? Sister Kathy, can you announce the women's thing that's coming up, and then we'll close out.
Well, amen. So again, October 7th at 7 p.m., doors open at 6:30. We're going to have Wailing Women in White. Bring your photos of the men and the children in your life. We're going to pray over them. And we're also going to have several women to go forth and lead in these prayers and lay foundation. And Pastor Denise, that's on this morning, she's one of the prayer warriors that wants to lay foundation and pray in the direction. We're going to have Sister Maury Edwards, she's going to be one of the ones praying. We're going to have Sister Angie, she's going to help and assist us in praying in Spanish, hallelujah, as well as English. Mm-hmm. So I want you all to bring out all the ladies, and all the ladies come out so you can pray. We're going to pray over the men and the children. It's vitally important that we do this. And like I said earlier, our objective, in which I will say at this meeting that is not just praying, but also getting strategies in our part to play in our the men's and children's lives. Amen. So again, October 7th at 7 o'clock is the is going to start. And also, what am I missing? I'm missing something. Hallelujah. Go and register. Hallelujah. IgniteFireToday.com. Go register. It's an easy register. It's free. And if anyone you bring in, still have them to go register as well so I can have a good idea of how much I need to have. I'm going to have everything in place, just hand sanitizing and everything, and some masks. And we're going to, you know, we're not in fear, but, you know, not everybody is, you know, at the place of faith in that area. So we're going to do our part to, you know, make the all the ladies be comfortable. And we're going to have a couple of book producers, Brittany, and also Pastor Janice. She's going to have her books there, you know, just so we can support the women of God. Amen. So I'm looking forward to seeing you. And those who are out of town, we possibly will be filming some Facebook Live on David's page. So I just wanted to let you know, go and register. Hallelujah. Amen.
Okay, people, God, listen. Also want to say these teachings, again, if you miss any of these teachings, you can go to the website, IgniteFireToday.com. If you need to re-listen to this message, they will be on our website. You can go there if you miss any of them. They're always up there. So go and do that. Also, don't forget to please, if you've been blessed by this ministry in any way, testimony-wise, whatever, go to the website, share a testimony. If you want to be a blessing financially, you can do that as well at IgniteFireToday.com. God bless you, everyone. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you next week. And don't forget to go to church tomorrow and let the Lord minister to you even further. Amen. God bless you, everyone. You are dismissed. I'll see you all next week.
All right. And the ladies that I already sent the email to you guys, or I want to see.